Off the ball.
Rugby.
There's a natural point, isn't there, after a World Cup where you look to refresh the group. We've got so much talent, so much potential coming through the Irish system, whether it be the WNTS, the Pathway, the Celtic Challenge, and the girls that are named fully deserving of their opportunity.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls Football Daily.
Hello and welcome along to Monday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up today, Robbie Brady's the latest player to be ruled out of Ireland's friendly against North Macedonia. Carla Ward names her squad for next month's doubleheader against Poland. Spurs want Roberto De Zerbi after parting company with Igor Tudor. And do fans really want VAR? But first to Abbottstown, where the Ireland squad trained earlier ahead of tomorrow's friendly against North Macedonia at the Aviva Stadium. Robbie Brady is the latest player to be ruled out. The Dubliner came on in the second half of Thursday's World Cup playoff defeat to the Czech Republic. Brady, who scored his penalty in the shootout in Prague, will miss tomorrow due to a hamstring issue. Sammy Smodic and Jack Taylor are already back with their clubs. Winger Milenek Ali received his first call-up to the squad yesterday. The Luton Town player is currently on loan with Championship side Portsmouth. And speaking today to our own Ben Symes, Hamer Helgumson talked about Ali being called up and when Brady felt the injury.
Yeah, first of all, the three guys that were with us in the first game, obviously injury to Sammy. Talked to him this morning. He's feeling better, still headaches and like headache sickness and stuff. Probably will miss out on one or two games for just because of protocol reasons for Derby. Jack Taylor. Wife is getting better, so positive news from there as well. And talked to Robbie this morning. He was gutted that he couldn't be with us this camp. Had a slight hamstring injury or pull or whatever, tightness. And he's probably, it's necessary for him to take it careful coming back from such a lengthy injury. And then we obviously added Scalesy, that was suspended in the first one. And Bossum, who was our 24th player in Czechia, and then Mili Ali, that was very close to being selected for the squad. Interesting player in so many ways, like a late bloomer. His route to where he is today is unique. And we thought it was a good time to call him in. Don't know if we were playing, but it's good for us to take a look at him, seeing what kind of a person he is and what kind of a character he has. And it's good for him as well, just to get a sniff of the camp and how we do things and getting to know the players, etc. So, yeah, interesting player, physically strong, fast, skillful, and he's been doing really well for Portsmouth. And hopefully this will help him continue to grow, even though he's maybe not the 17, 18 year old, but it's good to see a player developing this late and progressing that fast at this age. So, no, just an interesting player that we wanted to get to know better.
Stewie Byrne joined Matthew Brennan, Colin Buhig and Ger Gilroy on this morning's Off the Ball Breakfast, and after spending time in Prague last week, the four lads marvelled at the coming together of Irish fans.
Couldn't find myself, but be very pretty much distraught, yeah, because when you see what people go through to go to these games, actually, that's probably the one thing my takeaway from Prague, from being around the supporters, the level that they go through to go to the games and
or not go to the games. So far more people went to Prague and didn't get to go to the actual match.
But you know, that was a very good point. Yeah, I mean, is there a number on the amount of Irish fans that possibly travelled?
It felt, I know the talk before was 5,000 or 6,000. I definitely felt like more.
Yeah.
And then from my kind of travelling over, it seemed as though there was an awful lot of people who weren't actually even staying in Prague, but we're coming to Prague on the Thursday and having the night and heading back to, wherever. Poland is wherever I flew, so.
We met women who'd come from Munich and didn't have tickets.
Yeah, and lads who'd flown to Poznan as well and ended up kind of on our train from Wrocław because it followed the same line, so there was loads of different routes. And
the sheer casualness of it, they didn't care that they didn't have a ticket. They genuinely just travelled to be amongst people,
That's what last week felt like, though. It was this big communal.
It was crazy
gathering.
I was looking at
the match as well.
Yeah, I was looking at people going, "This is crazy." This is, you know, I was very, very taken aback by it, I have to say.
So is one thing that has changed is your perception of fans, is it? Because you didn't have much sympathy at one point, and now you do.
Empathy is the word, yeah. I lack empathy. I'm working on it. Age brings it quick enough.
You're not a psychopath anymore, is that what you're saying?
No, well, I'm not. Well,
you've grown out of it.
You know, just push me enough and we'll see where that goes. But, No, without a doubt, you know, I've always heard of this, of course, and you would see it on the television. Yeah. And, you know, you would certainly, you had some level of understanding, but only until you're amongst it and you're just walking blazely down the street on your own, mind your own business, and somebody collars you and you have a chat with them about something. I actually ended up being League of Ireland, to be honest, it was just amazing. It was just amazing. These people are just everywhere, and then you're just having a conversation about football. They're just wandering around, and you're just, what has you here? Came over four days and we've been doing this for the last 40 years. Wow.
And with North Macedonia next, Stewie Burnfields at Ireland really need to win this game to keep the momentum going.
No, it does feel like there's life left in talking about this game and also talking about what happens next. So like there is tomorrow night, which feels like a complete irrelevance and like why do we even bother playing this game? But I'd be really interested to see the crowd size tomorrow and how they react to the players. Yeah. What kind of a game we're going to see?
I think there'll be a positive reaction.
I presume it'll be appreciated.
I don't think there's any animosity towards the players.
No, this feels different.
But there won't be apathy either, I don't think. I mean, that's the thing, because we've seen that in previous friendlies at the Aviva Stadium in the last decade where people just couldn't be bothered and you can hear people talk amongst themselves.
I think it's important, but that I think, you mentioned what happens next. I think, it's not necessarily what happens next. It just has to be a continuation of now. And We've got to win the game tomorrow night. We've got to show up tomorrow night as well.
We have to win it.
I just feel from a point of view of momentum and for our own psychological, just for our own sort of confidence, all that. Cause we just need to win the game, good performance, maybe just show that we can deal with these lows and recover. All of that kind of stuff. There doesn't seem to be any huge significant changes in the squad. We're not seeing this situation where I think maybe a couple of people thought after the game, he won't be available for this year. But I would like to think that the players are very much in the headspace of this is a game we've got to win. Mm. We got to just keep this keep this momentum going, keep the balance right in the team, then there's obviously going to be... Well, I believe there's going to be a few friendies between now and September. I think there's three.
They're actually not all listed when you look at the game.
I thought Qatar was our next game, but we've got two games away in Murcia between then.
Yeah. Granada and another over there.
Yeah, there's one in Ottawa.
Yeah, we've Canada as well. We're playing Canada too.
Yeah.
Just before, like the week before the World Cup starts. So.
And it'll be interesting tomorrow because there'll be no Sammy Smaddox, possibly no Jack Taylor. But other than that, like you could see a very similar team to the one that lined up
Thursday
night.
Absolutely.
And if you want to listen back to that in full, you can do so now in your OTB football podcast feed. You can listen to Off the Ball Breakfast each and every weekday morning from 7:30. It's on the Go Loud app and on YouTube. And if you want to hear live commentary of the game against North Macedonia tomorrow night, you can do so on Off the Ball from 7:00 on News Talk and the Go Loud app. Once again, Stewie Byrne will join Stephen Doyle in the commentary box. Carlo Ward has named her Ireland squad for next month's doubleheader against Poland in the World Cup qualifiers. Bohemians teenager Ava Brennan has received her first senior call-up. Lily Ag is also part of the 24-player squad for the first time since 2024 after recovering from a knee injury. West Ham's Jesu is recalled for the first time since the playoffs against Georgia in October 2025. Ireland play Poland in Gdansk on Tuesday the 14th of April and the two sides will meet again at the Aviva on Saturday the 18th. All in all, it's a fairly similar squad to the one that was selected for the opening two qualifiers, which ended in 2-1 losses against France and the Netherlands earlier this month. Roberto De Zerbi's in advanced talks about becoming the next Tottenham boss. Spurs parted company with Igor Tudor yesterday after just 44 days in the role, and he took charge of just 7 games. The Croatian lost 5 of them after replacing Thomas Frank last month. Spurs are a point above the relegation zone with 7 games to play in the Premier League. Former Brighton boss De Zerbi's been reluctant to take the job until the summer, but Spurs are trying to persuade the Italian to take it now. He left Marseille last month. A number of Tottenham supporters groups have voiced their opposition to the prospect of him getting the job because of his support for former Manchester United striker Mason Greenwood. Greenwood left Manchester United to join De Zerbi at Marseille in 2023 after charges against him, including attempted rape and assault, were dropped. During his time in the south of France, De Zerbi described Greenwood as a good guy who paid a heavy price for his past. Now, Tottenham's next game isn't until Sunday, the 12th of April. It's away to Sunderland. By then, they could be in the relegation zone if West Ham win at home to Wolves on Friday the 10th. Spurs have yet to win a league game in 2026. Former captain Gary Mabbott believes motivating the players will be key for the next manager.
The manager can come in, put the arm around the shoulders, get them to go out on the field of play with a smile on their faces, go out and play the game that they love with the confidence, but also with that 100% effort, desire, determination and passion.
On yesterday's Football Hour, Philip Quinn and Keith Tracy joined John Duggan in studio, and Keith Tracy feels that former Everton, Burnley and Nottingham Forest boss Sean Dyche could be the man to save them from relegation.
Igor Tudor has left Spurs after 44 days in charge.
No, not surprising, and the timing isn't surprising either. I think Spurs allowed Igor Tudor a bit of time in relation when his father passed away, but the 3-0 defeat by Nottingham Forest, I think, sealed his fate. I have this theory about Spurs, and I said it before Christmas, that unlike West Ham, unlike Forest, and unlike Leeds, the players in that dressing room from day one came in not expecting to challenge for the Champions League. They came in expecting to keep their team in the division. That's what they were bought to do. Spurs signed players on the basis that you're in the Champions League, you're going to be there every year. We are going to be a top four, top five, maybe even higher. And suddenly since Christmas, they've had to scrap, roll their sleeves up and get stuck in. And I don't know if they had the stomach for it. I really don't know if they have. Frank couldn't get a tune out of them. Tudor couldn't get a tune out of them. The Tudor reign is over. And whoever they go for is a sort of fella who actually might just be able to shake the mentality, because where they are right now, they are going down. And their next game, by the time they play it, I think West Ham played the day before against Wolves, and Spurs could be in the bottom three before their next game. They've now got 2 weeks to get their players back after international break. They don't play next week as the FA Cup. And it's 7 games left to save their season. Who's their SOS going to be, Sean? Keith?
Just a little teaser there, Phil. I would go for Sean Dyche. I think it's an absolute no-brainer to bring him in. If they go to Sean Dyche and say, look, we're going to give it to you for, what is it, 7 games till the rest of the season, I don't think that's enough to entice him. And I know Spurs are a massive club. I think Spurs are in such a bad position that I'm not sure they want to put his name on that. But if Spurs say, look, we're going to give you a 3-year deal, and if we get down at the end of the season, we're going to back you to be the right man to bring us up, I think that would probably get Sean Dyche on board. And I know a lot of Spurs fans are saying, the likes of Robbie Keane, Harry Redknapp, Mason, people with Spurs DNA, I'm not so sure that's what you need. I think you need somebody who has, he's done course and distance, he's been in relegation fights, he knows how to get a tune out of the lads. And the most worrying thing for me from a player's point of view is I think there's an awful lot of players within that Spurs dressing room that don't really care.
There's due to be a more familiar look to the England team that takes on Japan in tomorrow's World Cup warm-up match. Harry Kane, Mark Gahey and Anthony Gordon are among those who've joined up with the squad. Jordan Henderson captained a side made up mainly of fringe players for last Friday's 1-1 draw at Uruguay at Wembley. The Brentford midfielder is now level on 89 caps with Michael Owen, something he's very proud of.
I've been involved with the national team for some time now, but it's still just as special as it was for me for my first cap. So it was a real honour to lead the team out again, and just want to keep trying to help and improve the team as much as possible whenever needed.
Arsenal have another injury concern from the international break. Piero Hincapié has left the Ecuador camp. It's after Declan Rice, Bukayo Saka and Noni Madueke returned to the club from England duty for medical tests. Chelsea boss Sonia Bompastor says they're hoping they can still retain their WSL title after a 4-3 win over Aston Villa. The holders are back up to second place, but they're 9 points off top spot with 3 games to go. Bompastor says they can't afford to look too far ahead though.
Our job, players and staff, myself, is to make sure we focus game by game and we come into every game as best prepared as possible to win all of them. That's our mentality. We know like it will be difficult until the end. So yeah, we'll fight. That's our mentality.
Bottom side Leicester have slipped closer to relegation after a 1-0 loss against Brighton. It may come as no surprise to hear that VAR isn't very popular with fans. A new survey shows 3/4 of Premier League fans are against the technology. The Football Supporters Association found that 97% of those surveyed opposed the statement that VAR makes football more enjoyable. Almost 8,000 people took part in that poll, and the majority don't feel decisions are being made quicker despite attempted improvements. And Jermaine Defoe has taken his first managerial role in football after being appointed as the new manager of National League side Woking. The former Tottenham and England striker has previously had a coaching role in the Spurs Academy and was a player coach at Rangers under Steven Gerrard. Defoe's opening game in charge will be against Eastleigh this Friday. That's about all we have time for in today's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. I'll be back with more tomorrow.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.